Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to our Spiritual Arms 5 Minutes for the Battle podcast. I'm really excited to have you here with us. And with that being said, I want to thank the Diocese of Amarillo for hosting this. I want to thank David Wilson and Chris Albrecht, especially for helping this come to fruition. And I also want to say right off the bat that these reflections that I'm going to give, they are mine, and they're not necessarily that of the Diocese of Amarillo nor the Knights of Columbus. I would also like to mention some good news, some wonderful news. We have two new saints in the church, Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis, who this podcast network is named after. So thanks be to God for these two new saints. And I also want to give a brief explanation as to how this podcast is going to work. So we are going to be looking at St. Mark's Gospel, pick certain passages, reflect upon them, and also look at the Old Testament references that we have. And we are also going to look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So with that being said, I would like to begin in a brief prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. So I'd like to start with Mark chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 9 through 11 specifically. We're going to start with the actual reading of Scripture, and then I will give some reflections afterward. The baptism of Jesus. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." So there's a couple things I wanted to talk about in this gospel passage. This is one of the Trinitarian gospel passages. In it, you hear the voice of the Father, the Heavenly Father. Obviously, Jesus is being baptized. That's God the Son. And you also have the Holy Spirit being mentioned, and in the form of a dove. So this is a Trinitarian scripture. And the other things that I'd like to focus on are that this is one of the scriptures that highlights the fact that Jesus is the divine Son of God. And this is a royal coronation scripture. And I will go back to the Old Testament, and I'll point those out whenever I read two passages from a sacred scripture from the Old Testament. So the divine sonship can be seen if we look at Psalm 2, verse 7. It says, "I will proclaim the decree of the Lord, who said to me, 'You are my son, today I am your father.'" And we just heard that in the Gospel of St. Mark, the passage that we just read. And the other is actually in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14. And in that we read, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." Here in the Old Testament, you have the foreshadowing of what is going to occur in the New Testament. And you see that very clearly here in this passage of the baptism of Jesus. One of the other things I would also like to touch upon is what the church actually teaches in regard to these passages of Scripture. So if you look at the Catechism, paragraph 537, it states the following: "Through baptism, the Christian is sacramentally assimilated to Jesus, who in his own baptism anticipates his death and resurrection. The Christian must enter into this mystery of humble self-abasement and repentance, go down into the water with Jesus in order to rise with him, be reborn of water and the Spirit, so as to become the Father's beloved Son in the Son and walk in newness of life." So that is our first passage. Well, the next one has to do with spiritual warfare. It's from Mark chapter 1, verses 23 through 26. "In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, 'What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' Jesus rebuked him and said, 'Quiet, come out of him.' The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him." What I want you to think about right now are some of the temptations in your own life. Where are you struggling? What kinds of things are keeping you from deepening your relationship with our blessed Lord? I love this passage because it talks about how Jesus came to refute the kingdom of Satan, how he came to help us in our spiritual battle by him doing battle himself. He leads the way. He shows us how to do this. And that's what I really want you to focus on for just a moment. Just think about those areas in your life where you are being tempted to not pray. You're being tempted to not read sacred scripture, whatever it is. If you have addictions, whatever they are, whatever those battles that you're trying to fight, remember that our blessed Lord has shown us how to defeat Satan. And one way that you can do that is by reading sacred scripture and focusing on passages like this. Paragraph 550 of the Catechism, it states, "The coming of God's kingdom means the defeat of Satan's. If it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus' exorcisms free some individuals from the dominion of demons. They anticipate Jesus' great victory over the ruler of this world. The kingdom of God will be definitively established through Christ's cross. God reigned from the wood." To summarize, I just want to mention a couple things. We become part of God's family through our baptism. That's one of the things I want you to reflect upon, is your own baptism and how you are now part of God's family. The second point that I'd like to make, the inauguration of God's kingdom means that Satan's kingdom is defeated. In reflecting upon the scripture passage I just read and what the church teaches, remember that Christ has already won the victory. Christ has already conquered. And we need to remember that anytime we struggle with any temptations that we have in our life. Finally, some of the practical applications I'd like you to try in your own life is spend time in sacred scripture, a few minutes a day. I encourage you to at least start. Pick up your Bible and spend a few minutes in sacred scripture. The other thing I would really encourage you to do is just reflect deeply upon your own baptism, what that means for your life. If you are not living out your life as a faithful Catholic Christian, think about why you're not. Think about things that you are struggling with and how God can help you in those areas if you just turn to Him. Finally, I'd like to close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've given us. We thank you especially for the gift of baptism. Help us to not take this gift that you've given us for granted. Help us to always remember that we are part of your family and that we need to deepen our life in relationship to you, Lord. And we ask that whenever we struggle in temptation, that we turn to you with all of our struggles and that we remember that you have already conquered and that you are the victor. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God bless you and keep you.